Hello, this is Jonathan and Jose, and we are live with our next podcast. Today we're going to be talking about productivity tools. Jose, you came up with the topic for today. Do you want to kick it off with some ideas about productivity and why it's even important?
Yeah, I mean, I think technology is such a blessing when it comes to helping you take care of stuff. And I think I'm always in search of trying to be the most productive, but at the same time, trying not to just be a busybody. And so I'm worried about productivity just because I want to be able to enjoy my time. I want to be able to have time off. And I think when you set yourself up to be productive, you're able to get work done and still have time to enjoy life. And I think sometimes when we think of productivity, we think of like, oh, we're just keeping ourselves busy constantly and nonstop. But really, for me, productivity is about getting yourself set up so you can get the most things done to enjoy life.
And now that's very difficult for, especially I think for teachers, yeah, or for anyone who's extremely busy. Because in the teaching profession, there's always things to do. You could stay productive forever, really. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance between, let's say, personal productivity and maybe professional productivity? Are they just completely intermingled?
Well, I think there's a few things that have helped you set up. Like, I use reminders a lot. And reminders lets me make different folders on an iOS device. And so the Apple's Reminders app, I think, is really simple to use, and it's pretty rich. It has a lot of things that you can add to it. And so right there, I'm making myself a folder for personal reminders, work reminders, and even family reminders for something that's pertaining more to my kids, so that I can know, okay, this is, so that I can just organize my life in that manner. And once I'm home, if I want to, I can stay away from that work reminders folder and not worry about that and only look at my kids and my family reminders.
So if someone wasn't familiar with reminders or didn't use it, what would they be lacking or what would they be missing out on? Why is reminders such a key component of staying productive for you?
Well, for me, a lot of it has to do with being kind of having multiple Apple devices. And so reminders for me, the reason it works really well is that I can pick up either my iPad, my phone, or my laptop and either check something off that I did something or add a quick reminder. So I think having that availability across multiple devices really has helped me. And I know there's tons of apps out there, but just reminders comes on these devices. It's free, and it's done everything that I needed to do. It lets me color code things, create multiple folders. And then I just started recently using OmniFocus. And OmniFocus is another monster to help you kind of manage your tasks. And it syncs up with reminders.
And before you were using these productivity tools, what were you doing before reminders? What were you doing before you started using maybe these digital tools? How did you take care of all these things?
Well, and that's where everything was a mess. I mean, I think things exist. As a teacher in school, everything existed on post-it notes. So I would have a million and one post-it notes just all over the place, on my desk, on my bulletin boards, in my classroom, in my pockets. And it was just chaotic. There wasn't a centralized location where that I could just go to my inbox and kind of sort things out and say, okay, these tasks were already taken care of, or these tasks should be postponed. It was just, I just had a plethora of tasks and sticky notes and post-its. Right. Or they all had to exist in my brain, which after a while is just...
Right. So maybe for, let's say, a teacher or someone who's listening to this who doesn't have all this Apple technology for reminders, and they're maybe using post-it notes or using more traditional methods of trying to stay productive, what would be a good first step, do you think, to make that kind of a next step into being more productive? Yeah. What would be a good, maybe a first step or something for them to consider?
Well, I guess finding somewhere where you can house these kind of ideas. So even if you don't have an OS, I mean, there's Google Keep, which I haven't used tons, but I've heard it's pretty good at letting you kind of create sort of almost a cork board where you're attaching these digital post-its to it. And more than anything, it's having a place that you can call your inbox for these types of things. I mean, we all have our email inbox, but not everything exists in there. So how do you organize your outside world in a way that's going to be easy for you to be able to manage?
Right. And I think a lot of it comes down to, you mentioned earlier about, you know, trying to record all of this information in your brain, mm-hmm, as people traditionally do. But that's is subject to a lot of mistakes because the human brain is not as reliable as a computer is for keeping track of data and consistently showing it up. You know, so I would maybe add to that that teachers that have, let's say, the Google Suite, even something as simple as a spreadsheet or a Google Doc where they can just capture their ideas and put them on there and then access them whenever they need to, might be a good way to just at least get started and then incorporate more powerful tools as they grow with the whole productivity using digital tools as that mentality kind of evolves and they get more comfortable with it, you know.
Yeah, and I'm using the terminology inbox because I've used the OmniFocus, but anywhere where you can have kind of an inbox like that where ideas come in your brain and you can set them somewhere so that they don't have to just constantly exist in your brain. I mean, our brain has a hard time then differentiating what's really important because we have so much, and now your brain doesn't just have to remember it, it also has to filter in order of importance. And that's just, I mean, that's just asking your active brain to do too much.
Yep, and then when it connects all the next steps and all this, it's just, it's way too much.
Yeah.
And I think the beautiful thing about these productivity tools is the fact that you can take all that burden off of your brain and just, you know, use it for what it's better designed to do, you know, interacting and maybe problem solving, communicating, being creative, and putting all these kind of memory bank things and these tasks that you have to manage, push that off to technology wherever you can, because technology is way more reliable, at least in my experience. And things don't tend to slip away as easily, you know, things tend to stick. You can go, you can check that inbox and it's going to be there. You could always maybe defer projects or, you know, revisit them or just review them or whatnot, but at least they're there. Whereas if you rely on your brain for all of this stuff, you know, as we all know.
I mean, just something else will come, life happens.
Yeah, exactly,
And I mean, and the nice thing with technology is that a lot of, I mean, even the Google Suite, it works about multiple devices, multiple platforms, so that you don't have to run to, oh, I need to have a pen and a post-it with me at all times. It's just, I can just reach for whatever devices are around me. And even if it's not your own device, you can log into somewhere, log into your email and post something and just add it to your inbox from there. So it just makes it so that there's a lot more convenience and your brain is accessible from anywhere now.
Right. And, well, this is a huge topic, obviously, and, you know, there's no way we can get this done in less than 10 minutes. But we do have, like, a couple of minutes left. You had brought up reminders. You brought up OmniFocus as productivity tools. We talked a little bit about email and about maybe the Google Suite. I know you've been using Trello as well, and we use Padlet as these other places to collect information and, you know, set up projects and to-do lists and manage different activities. Are there any other, maybe, tips or tools that you think might be relevant? Maybe even calendaring?
Yeah, if you can, ideally if you can sync your reminders, your calendar, and even your notes together, that's, I mean, your whole world just becomes in one space.
Is that easy to do?
There are certain apps that do it. I do it with Fantastical. I'm sure there's other apps that probably do it, but Fantastical lets me send my reminders, so I can send something in OmniFocus to reminders, and they go straight to my calendar. I mean, I'm not really sending it, I'm just typing it in, and it's all getting sent by itself.
It's all synchronizing in the background?
Yep, and then I just open up my OmniFocus, and all of my reminders are there. And even within my calendar, I can add a reminder there that goes to my reminders folder.
Well, you know, this is such an interesting topic, and we've been talking about it a lot from our point of view as, you know, being working professionals, trying to stay productive. But another big area in productivity would be from students, you know, because how do students manage their productivity using the tools that they have access to? So maybe that could be our next podcast, potentially.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, as teachers, that's really important. And I think part of it is also modeling. So I think that's why I think it's good for us to start with what we're doing so that we have to be able to model it for our students.
Do you model it for your students?
I show them the way that I manage my things, and I show them, like, oh, I got this here and this is here. And maybe it's not as explicit, but I'm hoping that they see the way that I'm using multiple devices to get things done.
Right, so you're kind of like establishing a culture of productivity using technology tools as well, and inspiring the kids to do the same, because...
Hopefully.
Kids, yeah, exactly. And I think kids love technology and they love seeing it being used, you know, highly effectively. And they love to see high quality modeling of technology.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a headache that you don't have to have.
Right. Well, Jose, we're out of time for today. But thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Yep.